Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Stan Beavers. We're talking beef cow economics with Stan here in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Stan Beavers is a ranch management consultant these days, works with ranches in Texas as well as Oklahoma. It's printed on his business card, let's measure it and manage it. He says it's really important here in the Southern Plains to be able to do that on your mama cow herd, keeping those costs under control.
You know, over my 30 years, when I started this, I could pretty much say it was going to be a dollar a day to keep a cow, $365. Now, with the consulting that I have and the ranches that I work with across the country, that average is right at $1,100. You know, that sounds like that's impossible that could increase that much. But really, if you do the math, that's about at $700 over a 30-year period. You do the math, and it's about a 2% inflation. So that's the way it is. Now, the problem is you've got the cost on a cow-calf operation, but then you've got two other components. You have the productivity, and I'm when I say productivity of the ranch or cow-calf ranch, I'm talking about how many calves can she have? Well, we all know that one cow is only going to have one calf a year, period. I mean, that's the way it works, and that's not likely to change in the future. The other thing is her weaning weights that she manifests along with her with the bull, the number of pounds that they can move through a weaning percentage or a weaning weight. Now, with that said, those two things define productivity on a cow-calf ranch. That hasn't changed. It's not going to change. The number one influence of weaning weights is always weather, rainfall. And she's not going to start laying down having litters. That's just not going to happen. So we know productivity is somewhat maximized within what the weather allows us that year. So that's number two. Number three then is, okay, if I do all of this, then what's it cost me to wean a calf? And right now, you know, if it's about $1,100 to run a cow, not every cow has a calf, so that cost per calf is averaging about $1,200. Well, number three then is the vulgarities of commodity market. We all know what's going on with calf prices. I mentioned, you know, clear back in 2014 when we were all, you know, there wasn't going to be another bad day in the ranching industry. I mean, we were selling calves for $1,300-$1,400, and we were all just excited about it. We didn't think there was going to be another bad day. Well, heaven forbid, we were wrong again. So here we are, you know, this year in the fall of 2019, we're selling calves somewhere between 8 to 9. You know, maybe a little better than that, but again, you know, it's just not there because of everything that's happened. So if that calf's cost is $1,200, and I'm only going to get, say, $900 for it, I have an issue.
You basically indicated, though, that ranch doesn't have to just accept that $1,000 to $1,100 cost at face value. They can make some, they can do something about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the average, okay? Because, again, you know, average is average, okay? That means there's good people and there's bad people, and then there's all of us in the middle, okay? There's ranches out there that are very efficient. I pointed out one ranch in particular that I work with that, you know, they're doing it now. They were most upset this year because their cost last year was the first year it went above $800. Okay. And I've worked with that ranch in particular for about 16 years. I mean, and it's just been a progression, again, just like I said. But they are a very efficient operation. They consistently we'll get about 85%, 86% calf crop, and they keep they scrutinize every dollar, okay? If I'm going to spend a dollar, how is that dollar spent going to help me to get one more pound weaned off this ranch? So they're, you know, and I hate, again, that's the best ranch, so that's, you know,
right.
That's the best one, okay? So you don't have to be an average. Matter of fact, if you're going to be averaging a cow-calf deal, you better have lots of external money. Okay.
Ranch management consultant Stan Beavers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.